Okay, we're moving on to the next sugya now. Mishnah Daf Beis tells us that a sukkah has to have at least three walls. V'she'im la shalosh defanos is psula. So the Gemara, the Brais and the Gemara Daf Vav Amid Beis points out that that's actually machlokas tanoid. Taner Rabbanan, shtayim kilchos and a shlish safilu tefach. V'shimen amas shalosh kilchos and revias safilu tefach. The Chachamim hold that you only need three walls. Rabbi Shimon holds that you need four walls in the sukkah. But they both hold the same thing, that the last wall only has to be a tefach. Machlokas, whether you need three and a little, or four and a little. So, b'may kamif, what are they arguing about? Rabbanan savri yeshem lemasaris, Rab Shimon savri yeshem lemikra. The first pshat of the Gemara is that the machlokas is whether we hold yeshem. What does this aim mean? So Rashi says aim is ikr. Is the Rashi? Kamashakosav Moshe Umasa B'Sefer Torah LiYisrael Hi Ha'Aim V'Ha Iker V'Lo K'Moshe U'Nikra. The Shaila is whether the Iker is the way that the Torah is written, or the Iker is the way that it was given the Mesorah, how it's read. So Yeshem LeMikra holds that the Iker is how it's read. Yeshem LeMasores holds that the Mesorah of the Ksiva is the Iker. So the Chacham hold Yeshem LeMasores, that the Iker is the Ksiva. Reb Shimon says Yeshem LeMikra. Rabbanan Savi Yeshem LeMasores Basukos Basukos Basukos. How is it written in the Torah? It says Basukos three times. Basukos Teshu Shivas Yam Kol Ezach Yisur Yesh Basukos Manyei Darasechem Ki Basukos Roshavti as Bnei Yisrael. It says Basukos three times in the Parsha, in Parsha Zemar, but two of them are written Chosim, one is written Molei. So the Chacham say that we darshan the Masores, we darshan the Ksiva, Sahare Kan Arba. You should need four walls. Dal chad lagufei pashul utlasa. So you gotta take off one lagufei. Ain darshan tchilas. We don't darshan the first one. It's needed lagufei. So we only have two left. So two left would mean if you maximize the two left, then you have three. So dal chad lagufei pashul utlasa. Shtam kol chasim asay hilchas avigarati lishlishes vuk matefach. So there are three left. The halacha mashmisina comes and is megareya the tefach. That's how the Gemara is learning now, that the halacha mashmisina is coming to take away. Reb Shimon Savar Yeshem LeMikra Basukas 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 Reikan Sheish Dal Chad Kol Agufei Pashul Arba Shalosh Kol Chosin Asay Hilchos Avagavati LeRevius Vukmasa Tefach. Reb Shimon says, no, we darshan the Mikra, not the Mesores, since it's read Basukos, it's read Malay, so we treat it as though each one of the three words Basukos is Malay. So we have six. So Dal Chad LeGufei, take off one for the Gufei, for the Iker, just to say Basukos, say the word. So you have four left. Reb Shimon says the halacha mashmisina is megareya the fourth wall. So you have shalosh kochos and revias afilu tefach. Okay, that's the first way the Gemara understands the machlokas. The iba is same. What does the Gemara then say? The kuli ami yeshem lemikra v'acha ba'akam mevil gemara sov eschocha ba'akra mar sov eschocha lo ba'akra. So the second shot is they'll both hold yeshem lemikra. The ikar is how it's read. So everyone should say that you have six. But dal chad agufei, you got to take off once. You have four left. So the machlokas from Shimon and the Rabbanan is whether schacha bayakra or schacha lo bayakra. We're trying to figure out how many defanas you need. So the shaila is whether schacha bayakra or schacha lo bayakra. If schacha is bayakra, then you only have three left. So vayter the halacha mashmisina comes to be megareya the last wall. So you only have shtaim kelchaz and shlishus afilu tefach. But if you hold that schacha is lo bayakra, then you have four. So the halacha mashmisina can be megareya the fourth wall. No, so that's the shaila. But the schacha by a cross, schacha is low by a cross. V'ibay sem et kul yami yeshem l'masores. V'acha ba'akam evil gim ha'asav ki'asoy ilchasa l'garei ha'asav ki'asoy ilchasa l'hosif. The third pshat is there all hold yeshem l'masores. We follow the ksiva. Shaila is the halacha mashmisina coming to take away or coming to add? And the fourth pshat is v'ibay sem et kul yami ki'asoy ilchasa l'garei ha'yeshem l'masores. Everyone says the halacha is coming to the megareya. We follow the ksiva. So really you only have three. So what's Reb Shimon saying? Reb Shimon holds that we're darshan tchilas. We don't need the dal chad lagufei. We even darshan the first one. So we darshan the first one, and you have four. And halacha mashmisina, he comes to be megareya the fourth wall. So that's why he says that you really need four walls. The fourth one can be a filita. These are the four approaches that the Gemara offers initially for the Machlokas Tanoim. And then the Gemara quotes Rav Masna. Masna Amar Taimid Rav Shimon Me'acha. Rav Masna is a totally different pshat. Rav Shimon holds that you need four from the Sukkah Tiel Itzel Yomah Mechorev L'Masna L'Mister Mizerem U'Limata. The Pasuk says in Sefer Yishai that the Sukkah has to be a protection from Zerem and Matar. So Rashi explains that Stoma, you need four walls because you only have three. It's not going to protect you from the rain because the rain's going to come in. Rav Shimon says from this Pasuk you see that the Sukkah has to protect you from the rain, from the winds and from the rains. That's why you need four complete walls. Okay, different approaches in the Gemara as to what the machlokas is, why you should need four walls, with the fourth one being a tefach, or three walls with the third one being a tefach. So let's try to analyze these different approaches one by one. What does the Gemara start off saying? Rav Shimon and the Rabbanan are arguing with the Yeshem Lemikra, Yeshem Lemasaris. Do we follow the Mikra, the way that the Psukim are read, or do we follow the way that the Psukim are read? The way that the Psukim are written. Either the way they're read or the way that they're written. What kind of a strange idea is this? Some people say we darshan the Ksiva, some people say we darshan the Kriya. The Mikra is important, Masoris is also important. How can we darshan one over the other? We're only going to darshan one, not the other. So that's Tosis fills us in. I know this is not our point. We're trying to learn Sukkah here. But Tosis fills us in. For those who were here when we learned the Sanhedrin, we spent a little bit of time on this. Daf Dalid, this is the first semester, Sanhedrin. So Tosis over there in Sanhedrin says the same as what he says over here, that everyone agrees that Yidash and Mikra and Masoris, they're both important. The Mikra and the Ksiva are both important. Kulu modu d'dashin ha-Mikra u-Masoris. The law al-chinam nechtav kain. Ela b'milsa d'mikchashi ahadodi pligi. The machlokas is if there's a stira between the two. So then which one wins? Does the Masoris win or does the Mikra win? That's the whole shayla. But avada, if there's no stira, we're going to dashin both because the Mikra is important and the Ksiva is important. It's no shayla. We dashin both Masoris and Mikra. Here there's a stira because you can't have both three and four. The psak halach is either that you have to have three walls, you have to have four walls, but you can't say both. So that's why there's a machlokas according to the first day. There's a machlokas whether we follow mikra or we follow masoris. But it's not saying that some reject the masoris or some reject the mikra. Havadi l'ashem both if you can. That there's a stira. So then there's a shaila if we follow masoris or we follow mikra. Okay, that's taste. Dr. Pnei Yeshua, Frek to Pnei Yeshua, I should say. Pnei Yeshua asks, what's the Gemara saying over here? Rav Shimon and the Rabbanan argue four or three walls. They're arguing about the drushes in the Psukim. Basukos, basukos, basukos. And we know that the word basukos really be'ikah comes to teach me something about the schach. The schach is the ikah sukkah. It's not really teaching me the funds. It's from the Yitura Dekra, as Rashi explains. Rashi on David Ben Zamed Aleph said it's from the Yitur HaDekra, the extra rebuy of the puzzle that we're dashing the funds. Right? But it sounds like it's all psukim. We're dashing psukim over here. Abba the Gemara on Daf Zion says, why does Rav Shimon claim you need four walls? What's his reason? Not a pasuk, not a gzeres hakasa, but rather it's a svara, right? Abaya says Rav Shimon holds a svara of the Yiras Keva. He has a whole shita, right? Rabbi Yoshia. Where is it? Rebbe, Rebbe Yoshi, Rebbe Yehuda, Rebbe Shimon, Rebbe Gamliel, Rebbe Shammai, Rebbe Lezer, Achem, Kulu Svir Lehu Sukkah Diras Keva Be'inam. All these shittas in the Tanaim, they hold Sukkah Diras Keva Be'inam. Rebbe Shimon, who's the Rebbe Shimon? Are Rebbe Shimon in the Braisa? Rebbe Shimon says, Shalosh Kel Chosem, Revi Safilu Tefach, he holds Diras Keva. So Frank to Pnei Yeshua, what's going on? It's a mamash astira from one daf to the next. Our daf is saying Rav Shimon holds that we darsh in the psukim in a certain way. Abaya says Rav Shimon is learning diras keva be'in, and that's why he holds that you need four walls. So which one is it? Very strange. Very strange. Pnei Yeshua says, according to Abaya, according to the Gemara of Zion, it should be machlokas with the diras arai be'in and the diras keva be'in. That should be the machlokas tanaim. Why does the Gemara present it as a shayla of how to darsh in the psukim? The Aruch Laner answers that the reason why we need the Psukim is because from Diras Arai and Diras Keva, we wouldn't really know three and four walls. We wouldn't know that completely. If we'd say the Rabbanan hold Diras Arai Be'inan, so we wouldn't necessarily know that you need three walls. We would think what? What is he saying? We would think that maybe you need Schach on top of Dalit Kodesin. Oh, we just had a whole sugya on Dalet Amud Beis. No, it's Dalet Kundasin Ba'aret Sika Chagaban. So up to Aruch Laner, if you're a Rabbanan held Biras Arai Be'inan, if that's the time, Biras Arai Be'inan, they didn't darshan from Pesukim, so I think that it's enough to put Tzchach on top of Dalet Kundasin, and that's it. And that's kosher. So that's why I need the Pesukim, Basukas, to teach me that the Chacham hold, no, you need three Defonis. You need Defonis. It's not enough just to put Tzchach on top of Kundasin. And in the reverse direction as well, if I would learn that Reb Shimon holds you need four walls because of Diras Keva, if I just say he holds Diras Keva Be'inan, I wouldn't know that you need four walls just because he says Diras Keva Be'inan. If I wouldn't have the Psukim, then I wouldn't know that you need four walls. Why? Without the Psukim, we couldn't know four walls. Because that's a sheet on Daf Zayin. There are a whole bunch of Tanoim that hold the Reskeva Be'ina, but not all of them subscribe to Reb Shimon's Shita that you need four walls. So you see, just because you hold the Reskeva doesn't mean you need four walls. So why should he say that you need four walls? Reb Shimon holds the Reskeva Be'ina, but the Reskeva Be'ina is not enough to say that you need four walls, because there are a whole bunch of other Tanoim who deny Reb Shimon, and yet they hold the Reskeva Be'ina. They're all subscribing to the Chacham Shita of Shaim Kelchas and Ushlish Zafilu Tefa. And yet they hold Diras Keva Be'inan. Rabbi Yehuda, right? Lamala Mei Esim Amma, and other Shitas as well, they don't hold that you need four walls. So Diras Keva Be'inan is not enough to teach me that you need four walls. Tosus, in fact, points out, on Dav Zayin and Mabei, Tosus says that it's a Shita, all these Tanoim, Abaye feels that all these Tanoim hold Diras Keva Be'inan, but they're not exactly the same. The different types of Diras Keva, but they're not exactly the same. So how do I know you need four walls? Just because of the Svar of Diras Keva, I wouldn't necessarily know that you need four walls. Because others argue against Reb Shimon, and they still hold Diras Keva Be'inan. So that's why I need the Psukim to teach me. No, Basukos, Yeshem LeMikra, and Dalchad LeGufe. So I have four left over. So I need both, right? I need the Psukim, because if I wouldn't have the Psukim, so then I wouldn't really know three and four. So I really do need the Psukim. Reb Shimon might hold the Res Keva Be'ina, but I still need the Psukim. So once we know you need the Psukim, where does Abaye come off? Why does Abaye say the Res Keva Be'ina? Well, what's he assuming over here? Do I need the Svar of the Res Keva? What's he assuming over here? How does he know Reb Shimon says the Res Keva Be'ina? Reb Shimon might just dash him the Psukim. What's this idea? Reb Shimon holds the Res Keva Be'ina. So you could say Abaye felt the Svar that The fact that Reb Shimon requires the sukkah to be completely enclosed with four walls, that misvara sounds like he holds the Res Keva, more Keva than the Chacham. But the Emma says it's more than that. If you look at Rashi and Avzayin and Mabez, what does Rashi say? Shalosh kol chasim, Revi is afilu tefach. That's Reb Shimon. Why does Reb Shimon hold that you need four walls? Who's that? That's Rav Masna. That's the other Shita. It's fascinating. Rashi seems to be learning. Abaye is going with the other Svar. That if you say Reb Shimon holds the Res Keva Be'inan, he must be darshaning the other Pasuk. That he understands Sukkah has to protect from the rain. So if Sukkah has to protect from the rain, then it sounds like it's a Diras Keva. That's what protecting from the rain means. Right? That's how Abaye knew that Reb Shimon held Diras Keva Be'ina. Because if you're protecting from the rain, that sounds like it's more of a Diras Keva. So it's not just the Psukim, it's not just the Svara, that because Reb Shimon holds that you need four walls, and that automatically teaches me that you need Diras Keva. No, it's why he felt you needed the four walls. It's not just the Gzeres HaKasa, but if you need the four walls to protect from rain, that sounds more like a Kevedika structure. So that's what prompted Abaye to say, Reb Shimon holds that Diras Keva Be'ina. Okay, this is the Shaka Vitaya back and forth, the two different Svaras. Reb Shimon holds you need four walls. Why? There are Psukim. In fact, there are two different ways of Darshan and Psukim. There's also the Svara. So how do they come together? And they come together. I need the Psukim because just Diras Keva Be'inan is not enough to show Reb Shimon holds four walls. It's not mucha that you should need four. But on the other hand, where did the Svara come from? So it could be just Stama Svara, that the fact that the Sukkah has to be enclosed, that means Diras Keva more than the Chachamim. Well, no, if he darshens from the second pasuk that it, the sukkah has to protect from the rain, protecting from the rain is more of a keva, and that's why I thought Rabbi Shimon claimed the Yeres Keva. Okay, questions. Gemara continues and says that maybe Rabbi Shimon and the Rabbanan are not arguing whether Yesh Eim L'mikra, Yesh Eim L'masaras, but rather everyone holds Yesh Eim L'mikra. Shaila is where the schoch is by a kra. Do you need a pasuk for schocha? So the chora, it's a little bit of a pella. Just in pshat of the gemara, before we get to the lumdus, the pshat of the gemara, it's difficult. Schocha by a kra, schocha is lo by a kra. If schocha is by a kra, so what happens? I had three psukim to begin with. Pasukas, pasukas, pasukas. Question is, am I darshening mesaras or am I darshening mikri? Yeah? But if ein darshan chilas, so I need chad kar lagufe. So dal chad kar lagufe. The first pasuk is off. I only have two psukim left. If schoch is by a cross, how many psukim do I have left? One. So even if I maximize my drasha, I'm still only going to have two. Right? Basukos. I'll read basukos as a plural. I still only have two. So if schach is by a cross, then how can the chacham justify the shita that shtam kilchas and the shlish zafil tefach? It should be echad kilchasan ve'echad afilu tevan, right? It's, I'm only starting with two. I'm not starting with three anymore. If you say schocha by a kra, what does it mean schocha by a kra? The second pasuk is for the schocha. The first pasuk is for darshan tchilas. That's the basics. I can't darshan tchilas. I can't darshan the basic pasuk. Okay. So then if schocha is by a kra too, then I can't darshan the second pasuk either. So then I'm missing two pasuk. I can only darshan one pasuk. So where did the chacham come off to say shtayim kilchasan shlish afilu tevan? Pilei plan. So this is the kasha that all the mafarshim stop on. Kasha pshat of the Gemara. What's pshat in the Gemara according to this day? So comes the Ritva, and he suggests that schocha by a kra might not mean what you think it means. Schocha by a kra doesn't mean the whole pasuk has to come off for schach, and then I only have one pasuk left for the funnest. No. What's that schocha? Right? Again, we're darshaning mikra over here. We're not darshaning masoris. So we're assuming that all three of the psukim are mole. They're not written mole, but we're assuming since we're following mikra, they're all mole. So they might all be mole, but they're only mole because of the mikra. It's not written mole. So Dr. Ritva, why wasn't that written mole? If you're reading it mole, so let it be written mole. It's written chasen. So because it's written chasen, but we're reading it mole, that's an extra makom for a drush. It's an extra makom for a drasha. So even if we say schocha by a kra, we don't have to throw out that second basukos completely, because there is something funny going on with that second basukos. It's written chaser, but we're reading it male. So because there's something special about that basukos, that teaches me that we can darshan it at least for one dolphin. I'm not going to darshan it for two because schocha by a kra, but at least I'll darshan it for one. Perish Zatharitva, Rabbanan Zavi Soha by a Kra, Ve'ena Masha Basukos Kama Dechsiv Lagufe. I can't learn Schocha from the first one because that's Lagufe, the Kule Yitzchak Lachi. Dahula Mitzvah Sukha Lechlal Itztrich. That's for the basic Mitzvah Sukha. Hilka Dal Chad Kra Lagufe, the Kule Itztrich, okay. Poshulu Tre Basukos, Davalu Arba. Dal Chad Menayel Schocha. Davadai lo itzur kule echad kol eschocha. Dehocha afilu matzina lemichta v'lemikri sukas leschocha. Could have said sukas, meaning sukos. We'll read it sukos, but it's written chaser. Hilchach kikosu v'kori basukos. Doesn't mean it's written basukos. It's written, but we read it basukos. Lemidrash minayu tartihu chad leschocha v'chad ledolfin. We're going to use that pasuk to teach me schocha, but because it's written chaser and we're reading it mole, it's written, it's not kosov basukos mole. It's kosov chaser, but it's kari basukos. I'm sorry, Zach. Yep.
Can you say that when he says, though, when he refers to kriya basuk, that he's referring to the sukkot that is mole? Because one of them is written and read sukkot. So perhaps he's saying you can split that one into two specific.
He's saying it could have written it chaser all three times, and we'd still read it basukos mole. So the fact that it went out, I hear what you're saying, I like it. The fact that it went out of its way one time to write it mole, that shows me the extra drasha. Very good. That's even better. Right, that shows me the extra drasha. from the one time Basukos it's written Mole, it didn't have to write like if you're following Mikra, what does it matter? You're reading it Basukos Mole anyway. So the fact that it went out of its way and wrote it Basukos Mole, that teaches me to darshan the Chad L'schacha. To have the extra Pasuk L'schacha, so then I'm not going to lose the Pasuk entirely. I'll darshan it for one dolphin too. Right? I have this special Basukos. We're following Mikra anyway, so why does it have to be written Mole? Extra writing of Mole teaches me schacha, but I still have the pasuk for one dolphin, and I have the other basukas to teach me the second dolphin. So I have three. So shtaim kilchos and shlusa filo tefach. Yes, Ellie. Okay. Yeah.
I still don't get it. Is the bit saying that they are in the chaser words to us?
It's written basukos. Basukos. One of them is Mole. Right? Two of them are Chaser, one of them is Mole. So this is out. That's needed le gufe.
We're not
going to darshan that. We're going to get to your kashya. Okay, so we have two left. So the problem is, if you need one basukos to teach me schacha, so then lechora, this one's out. So if this one is out, then I only have two left. So how can the Chacham say Shtayim Kachasim and Shlushas Afilu Tefach? The Kamzer Ritva says no. It could have written Basukos Chaser even over here. But if you darshan Mikra, then it's still going to be as if we have six. So Chad Lagufe, I still have four left. So Shtayim Kachasim and Shlushas Afilu Tefach. Even a Schacha by a Kra, right? Shtayim Kachasim. If we're darshaning Mikra, Reb Shimon will darshan Mikra. So if we're darshaning Mikra, then if Schacha Bayakra, so then I only have one left. So since it could have said Basukos Chaser in all three times, but I would have darshaned it Mikra, like the Mikra would have darshaned it Mole, so either Schacha by a Kra. Help me out over here.
Meaning we have Sukos 6, so you lose one.
It could have written it chaser, right? So you would like to say, well, schacha by a cross, so we should cancel that. No, but since it writes it mole, so that teaches me that don't just say that the pasuk is for schacha. It's for two things. It's for schacha and for one dolphin. So then you'll have one dolphin from here and two over here.
It only works
okay?
The mikra.
Yeah. What?
It only works the mikra.
The mikra, right? But that's what the Gemara says. Right. They both said that Yeshem LeMikra. But the question is, is Schacha by a Kra, and the Schacha by a Kra is going to be Darshan from the final Basukos that's Mole. That's the Ritva's pshat. The Maram has a very creative pshat over here, very very interesting. Remember, Rashi on Daf Yud Beis said that really the pasuk is talking about Schach. Basukos is really talking about Schach because that's what the Ikar Sukkah is. It's about Schach. But from the Tur of the Crow, we're dashing the fungus. It comes to Maram and says, maybe at this stage in the Gemara, we're assuming that a dolphin is like Tzchach. Right? Basukos really is talking about Tzchach. But maybe the dolphin is treated like Tzchach. What's the Lashon of the Maram? So he asked the Kashi, he says, if you're gonna say that Tzchacha by a cross, then you're only gonna have two left. How can the Chacham say Shtayim Kilchos and Shlishis Afilu Tefach? You're not starting with four. Right? You're not starting with four to say, what, Tzchacha by a cross, but you still have three left. No, if you knock out the whole pasuk, then you only have two left. Tzarech lomad ashta svirlu l'rabbonan da aschachu nechshav kedofen. The Chachamim are thinking that Tzchach is considered a dolphin. Tzchach, dolphin. How schach a dolphin? Dolphin is on the side. Dolphin is vertical and schach is horizontal. What's the difference? The mali dolphin ben atzdodim o dolphin lamala. What's the difference? Interesting, right? guess it works in very nicely in tandem with that shita. We said there's a machlokas whether you say lovod be'emtza or not. Mechitzan halacha mosh misinai. So do you say mechitzan halacha mosh misinai only refers to what we call mechitzas, vertical mechitzas, or can it even refer to the schach? So we happen to paskin that you do say lovod be'emtza. So it's already blurring the lines between the schach and the mechitza. Maybe taka schach is viewed as a mechitza. Schach, dofen, it's okay. Dofen lamala, dofen menatzdod, and it's not so strange to say that they have the same halacha. Vidami svirlu, the osi chadikro lagufe. So even if one buzzer comes lagufe, bashlu dalad, and a dalad the funus, chad dofen osi l'schach. If you're going to treat all the dalad together, dofen and schach is all the same, so you have dalad left over. So even if one dofen comes for schach, bashlu gimel the funus, l'tzdod. V'as yilchus v'garat l'shlishes v'ukma tefarach. Aram says the pshat is poshut, that we're not taking away the pasuk. We're saying that dalchad kro lagufe, one pasuk has to be taken out. Again, we're darshaning mikra, so you really have four left over. But four left over means four drushes for schach / dofen. So if you need to take off one drusha for schach, then you have three left over for dofen. Poshut. I don't need this fancy footwork that, well, it's written, mole, could have been chaser, so therefore we still have this extra drasha to teach me an extra dofen. No, there are four. Basukos, basukos, they're both mole. We read them mole, so there are four. Dalchad lagufe is from before. We need one for schacha, schacha by akra. That's one of the four, but you still have three left over for the funas. That's why the chacham can say, shtayim kol chasan, ushlish sefilu tefach. Okay, that's the marah. Okay, to pshat them and how to understand the sheet of the chachamim. If you'll say that yeshem lemikra, so how do you and tzchacha bayakra? How do you still have enough drushes left over to teach me that there are three wools? Shtam kol chasan ushlish sefilu tefach. Yes.
Based on that sheet, where would we see that ashem tzchach karisoka? What's the chilek? It comes from the same pasuk. It's like a dofen. So where do we find that chilek from?
I'm not sure that according to this drasha we would say Hashem Schach Karisoka. Maybe that's exactly the whole point.
You could use bundles as your wallet, not for Schach. You see, you can see off throughout the Gemara, like there's a difference. There's a chilek between Schach and the walls.
Right.
So how can you tell me it's the same thing?
So the question is, according to this drasha, are we taka saying that?
Materials.
Right. It's hard to know. Sorry?
Materials. We say Kuang Sharon the Phonos, but not for the Schach.
Yeah. So you're saying, is it possible to say that according to the sheet that's not true?
No, but we said, wasn't that a Mishnah?
That we said,
so I'm saying that we still have
the
material to show that
Schach's
still the
Hikar,
it's more just selective.
You're saying there could be comparisons between the dinim of Schach and the Fonas. That doesn't mean that they're literally the same. There could be distinctions. Right. There could be special halachas for the Schach. Maybe the Schach Taka is the Hikar Sukkah.
It's just hard to see that based on the sheet.
Right. In a Hanami. Yeah, I mean, if you're going to say that Basukos really is the funnest, it's really the funnest. It's interesting. Quite a sheet. I'm not sure. Not sure. Good question. It's a good question. But we're not finished. What? Schacha bayakra, yeah? But just 1 second. Why is it that Schacha bayakra? What's this sheet in the Gemara? What are we saying? Dalchad kol agufe, then tzchacha bayakra. So now we have a kasha. But isn't that double dipping here? What's dalchad kol agufe? Agufe for what? To teach me the basic halacha of sukkah. What is the basic halacha of sukkah? So we keep on assuming the basic halacha of sukkah is at least schach. Schach is at least. I mean, you want to say defunas are also part of the ikar sukkah? Okay, zolzayin. But the schach certainly. So if dalchad kol agufe, that means that the mashmos of the first basukos is that you need schach. So even if schach by a krah, I don't lose anything. That's all within the first pasuk. Right? It's a pella. What's the Gemara saying? But according to the Chachamim, after dalchad kol agufe, I still need something. I still need one of the drushes for this schach. Schach by a krah. Schach by a krah. That's part of the dalchad kol agufe. No. The first pasuk is coming for schach by a krah. Why don't you need another pasuk to teach me schach by a krah? We gotta put everything together, right? Once we say according to the Chacham that schach by a krah, so then why do I need the dalchad kol agufe? What's the dalchad kol agufe? That's coming for schach too. So what's that pasuk adding? The first pasuk goes, what's that adding? So that's what the Rishonim, the Ran and the Yad Ramah and Sanhedrin, that's what they work on. That's what they try to figure out. What's going on? How do you put this all together? That you need a pasuk for Schacha and you also need a pasuk for the Mashmos. Dalchad Kol Agufe. What does the Ran and Sanhedrin say? This I gave you in the Makoros. The Ran and Sanhedrin says, Makshu Hocha, in came the Schacha by a crow, the fun is not by a crow. Again, ahu krod the lagufe my ashmeina, v'chayinu svurim shenasa sukkah im lo mischacho defanus. What's the dal chan krod lagufe? That's what schacha by a krod means. Do we think we make a sukkah not out of schacha defanus? A korcha mikrod the lagufe nishma o schacho defanus u pashul an chad sukkah. Why do I lose one of the drushes because schacha by a krod? That's what the dal chan krod lagufe is all about. That's what the mashmos of the pasuk is. Yeshlomas looked around the krod lagufe lo ashmein and el shenasa aschach al dalat kundesin. Now this is what we started with, right? That if I only had that pasuk, I think that aschach gavi dalat kundesin is enough. That's what we said before. That if diras arai beinan, we think that aschach gavi dalat kundesin is enough. That's the point of departure. So the Ran says over here also that if I only had one pasuk, I think that aschach gavi dalat kundesin is enough. I don't need any defunus, really. That's what the basukos means. It means chach, but no defunus. Ukrod eschacha asi shlo yais haschach mina asi v'lo midavar pasul eschach. And then the posuk of schacha by a crow, what's that teaching me? Not schacha gabidal kondusin. That's the basic halacha. Schacha gabidal kondusin. Schacha by a crow teaches me special halachas of schach. That tasa v'lo mina asi. Davar apostle eschach, non gidule karka, davar makabel tuma, those apostle eschach, that's what that teaches me. And then the other psukim will teach you the funnus. I need everything, says the Ran. The chad kol agufi I need to teach me the basic halacha, but from that pasuk I think schach agabe kundesin is enough. I have schach, but agabe kundesin there are no defunus. I don't necessarily know from the Dal Chai Krol Agufe that there are limitations in what I can make the schach out of. I would think that I have to make some kind of shade, some substance that can shade the sukkah. But I don't know what substance is it has to be made from, and I don't know that it has to be an asiya. So comes schacha by a crow and says, Tasav Lom and Asi is possible, and all the psulim of schach are also possible, right? That it has to be tolush, and it can't be non-gidul karka, and it can't be davar mekabel tumah. And then the other psukim teach me the funnest. Yishai.
If we had this pasuk, then why
the
Mappa with the Rabbi Yaakov against the Rabbanim when they use this pasuk to prove them that you can't just have a sukkah and dalek because Rabbi Yaakov says it's kosher. So if we have a pasuk to teach you that dalek and kosher.
Right? Rabbi Yaakov holds that Noatz dalek kundesin ba'oretz, you're saying. Sikecha gabon. No, so this drasha would be a case of dalet kundesin that don't have a tefach in that you could be chokek bo, to make a diyum de tefach.
Okay.
Right? Rabbi Yaakov agrees that if you can't make it into diyum de sukkah tefach, it's going to be possible. Okay. So this case would be where you don't have enough that it will be a tefach if you chisel it out, the tefach al tefach, it won't be an L-shaped diyomet for sukkah, so you take it on of a dofen. All you have is the schach, but I think that's enough. Comes the other extra psukim and say that you need at least diyum de tefa. You need some kind of a dolphin as well. Yes.
What does it mean that we're learning on the halachas from here? Because doesn't it say later on Yud Aleph and Beis there's a whole shach b'tarah of where do we menon and mila that we need something that's not mekabel tuma and that's gedulim mekarka.
Frekta arklan er naftali's kasha. What's the Ran talking about? That's where we learn tasav alam and osif from. We learn psule schach from basukos. That's not where we learn these halachas from. Tasav lo menasi is learned from what? Chagaskos tasav lechashiv as yamim. Asiya, tasav. Naftali points out that the Gemara has a whole bunch of drushes, four different makaros for why certain things are possible for schach, right? Eid yalim in ha'aretz. We had a whole bunch of different... We pointed out, ba'azcha migarncha miyikvecha, the psalas garen v'yekav hakasav medaber. That's the most popular drasha, but there are three other drashas that they have. It's not learned out of basukos. What's the Ran saying? It's mamish a pella that you run. What's the Ran saying? I learn out Dover Apostle Eschach and Pasav Alam and Osli from Basukos? Talmud the Gemara says. It's really strange. Very strange. I'm not sure what the answer is. Really a good kash against the Ran. So comes the Yad Ramah and says, not like the Ran. Yad Ramah says, I'll tell you, it's Poshet Apshat. Dal Chad Kor L'Gufi. What's Dal Chad Kor L'Gufi? Not for Schacha and not for Defanos. What's the Gufi, the Kor? The mitzvahs yeshiva sukkah. Basukos teishu shivas yamin. The first pasuk you're teaching me, there is a mitzvah sukkah. What does the sukkah have to be composed of? I haven't told you anything yet. The first pasuk is teaching me there is a mitzvah of sukkah. That's what it's teaching. It's not teaching me anything about the structure. Not like the Ran. Not that the first pasuk is teaching me something basic about the structure. Schacha gavidal kundesin. No, the first pasuk is saying there is a mitzvah of sukkah. What is the mitzvah of sukkah? How do I do that? I'll give you all the psukim. I'll give you all the drushes to explain exactly what the mitzvah is supposed to be composed of. But that's the basic mitzvah. Rabbanan tzav yischocha b'ayakra b'api nafshe demekod l'gufe lo shaminin ala mitzvah yeshiva b'lchud. I know there's a mitzvah to sit in the sukkah. Avaldina the sukkah kro achmina b'ay. Dal mehanach arba achad l'schocha pashu l'tlas the basic pasuk is teaching me the mitzvah of sukkah. Then I have to learn what's the sukkah composed of. So if schacha by a krah, then we're only going to have three left for the defanas, and that's what the chacham hold. Okay? Not a problem. How can schacha, if schacha by a krah, how do we have three left? Dalcha kol gufin for mitzvah yeshiva sukkah. I don't know what the sukkah is composed of, but mitzvah yeshiva sukkah. And then another pasuk is taken away to teach me schacha, so how do I have three left? Oh, so that's what the Ritva, Maram, are saying, that you have to darish in the psukim in a way that, no, you'll still have three left. That either the basukos that's written mole, we're going to darshan very carefully, could have been written chosas, we darshan carefully, or we view the schach like a dolphin, there are four defanos over here, the schach is one dolphin, there are three other defanos. So that's how the Chachamim have their sheet of Shtayim Kol Chos and Rishlish Zev Lo Tefa. Josh.
Before, like we said, we're double dipping, we're using sukkahs, we're using one krah dash and schach and dopen.
Yeah.
And how come we can't, why can we learn schach and gufei from one krah to the, why can we double dip in the first krah?
No, it's one thing to double dip in a pasuk, meaning, what is double dipping over here mean? It doesn't really mean double dipping. It means that if there's a yitura in the pasuk, if the pasuk could have been written chaser, but it's written male, so that yitura, right, that extra, the change in the pasuk is there for a drasha. It's not double dipping. It's not like I'm using the same drasha for two things. It's something special because it could have been written chaser, and now it's written male. That's not called double dipping. So I can't use again. Dal chad kol gufi means the first pasuk has to be for the basic halacha. What is that basic halacha? So comes the Yad Ramah and says it introduces us to the mitzvah of yeshiva sukkah, but I still don't know what the sukkah is composed of. So then I need the other pesukim to teach me what the sukkah is composed of. So if schacha by a krah, then I have less to work with, but I'm still going to have three, either because basukos could have been written chaser and it's written male, or because we treat the schach is a type of dofen. So I have four defanos. One of them is going to be for the schach, and the other three are going to be for the defanos. So I'll see the shnayim kilchos and ushli zavu
l'tavach. Yaakov. To clarify, so the Fidei Ramah, they're both saying the lacha l'gufe is just the mitzvah yeshiva.
Right.
Because it just gets, so then, I guess.
They're both, who's they're both?
Meaning
Rav Shimon
HaChamin. Yeah, so right. Rav Shimon's just saying we don't need schach at all. Meaning now he's like, the Yad Ramah did a good job of removing schach from the gufe,
right.
So much so that how's Rabbi Shimon going to read this?
Rabbi Shimon is going to say that basukos might mean schach, but in the drusha realm. In the drusha realm, it doesn't mean schach. It's a yitura de krah, right?
And we don't need
Rabbi Shimon says it's so obvious that maybe he holds that mitzvah yeshiva sukkah, since we're using the word basukos, I mean, what is basukos? You're saying the mitzvah yeshiva sukkah is in a sukkah. Right, there is a mitzvah of yeshiva sukkah. What does that mean? So Reb Shimon says it's so obvious that means in a schach,
right.
in a schach structure.
You have to be in
some kind of a structure. So even if I haven't defined the structure, if you call it basukos, I know that means schach. So once I know that means chacha, I don't need an extra drasha to teach me chacha. By the way, the Ramaz Pshat we saw in one of the other Rishon. It's not just the Anraman Sanhedrin. Who said this? The Ritva. The Ritva sort of alluded to that. I glossed over it. But he said the same thing. What did he say? Is the Ritva? Ah. The first one we need for the mitzvah sukkah. He's alluding to what the Ramah says, no? Mamish, the same thing. The first basukah says, teach me there's a mitzvah sukkah. Reb Shimon says, licked in them vart, right? In that word, you see, lying in that word already is schacha, because that's what basukahs mean. I'm saying, no. It's just the mitzvah sukkah. Schacha by a cry. I need another basukah to teach me schach. Eitan.
In the question, are you saying why do we need the would we think that there's such thing as a sukkah without schach? That we need a puzzle to teach me the mashmalos of it. So can, is it possible that from Rashi, where he explains schach lo baikra?
Yeah.
He says that a sukkah below schach lo mikriya. So doesn't that, could we say that implies that a schacha, that schacha ba'ikra tells me that a sukkah without schach is still a sukkah?
That's what we're grappling with. What do you mean to say? That according to the Chachamim, sukkah doesn't mean schach?
That's what it sounds like. He says sukkah below schach lo mikriya.
Maybe the answer is that according to the Chachamim, the word sukkah doesn't have to mean schach. But because we have an extra word basukos, that teaches me that tzchach is the ikka. That sukkah does mean tzchach. Sukkah does mean tzchach. And from the Yitura, we're going to learn the funnus as well.
Right, so without that, I would have thought that I could have a sukkah without tzchach.
Right. I would. From the word basukos itself, it's not absolutely clear that it means tzchach. But from the extra sukkah, we learn that, no, the word basukos taka does mean tzchach. And then the question is, if I can learn the funnus from the Yitura, the cry as well. Right? Okay. Yes. I mean, this all comes out because of the second pshat in the Gemara. We're not beholden to the second pshat in the Gemara. If we go with the first pshat, so we could have ended the shiur 20 minutes ago, right? If you go with the first pshat, so then everyone holds that the word basukos really does mean schach. Everything we've been saying till now, you know, opening day, the Rav, Reb Chaim, the whole kit and caboodle, right? It's all there in the first pshat. Now the Gemara has these other pshatim, but it's not the posh pshat. Posh pshat is Yeshem LeMikra, LeMasores, that's what they're arguing about. Everyone holds schach is low by a krah, because basukos means schach. Right? So that's really the pasha pshat. We're trying to fit all the lumdus we said into every other pshat in the Gemara. So who says it has to fit in? The Maran is saying a chiddush. That's really against what we said. He's equalizing the funnus and schach. That's going against everything we said. It's really a big chiddush. The pasha answer is that we're following the first pshat in the Gemara. And that's why we can say that basukos really does mean schach, and it doesn't mean defunus. Defunus is only learned from a yitur of the Quran. What does the Gemara then say? The first couple of pshatim in the Gemara, we're assuming that the halacha mashmisinei definitely comes to be megareya from the defunus. The question is, how many defunus do you start with? Do you start with four? Do you start with three? And then the halacha mashmisinei comes to say that the last wall only has to be a tefa. And the Gemara suddenly, towards the end, right, The third pshat is Ibai Sema Kuliyam Yeshem Lamasores, Vahabakam if the Gemara Savaki Asoyukasalagarea, Marasavaki Asoyukasalahosin. It's only the Gemara says, maybe the machlokas is whether the halachumish mesina comes to subtract or to add. Maybe everyone says that we follow ksiva. So if Dal Khad Krolagufa, how many do we have left? We follow ksiva. Chosr Mole. So how many do we have left of Dal Khad Krolagufa? Three. Right? So if you hold Asoy Hilchas Alahosif, three and a tefach. If you hold a say hilchas legareya, then you have shtayim kilchas and shlish zafilu tefach, right? That's how the Gemara learns. Interesting. So the Gemara initially was assuming as a davar pasha that the halacha which we've seen it comes to be megareya, not to be mosif, and now there's a salka daitach, there's a possibility. Reb Shimon and the Rabbanan argue goof about this. What's the nature of the halacha which we've seen it? Is it coming to take away or is it coming to add? What kind of a machlokas is that? Stan? Machlokas? What the possibilities are? Maybe the halacha which we've seen is coming to take away, maybe it's coming to add. What's the idea? What could be the machlokas? The Sefer Marcheshes, written by Rav Henoch Agis, was a big goan in pre-war Europe. He was a dayan in Vilna. Marcheshes has a sofek like this. This is in Chelek Aleph Siman Tes Zayin, if you want to look it up. He has a sofek that we've raised before in a different context. What is this halacha of Shtayim Kilchos and Shlish Safilu Tefach? This idea that the last ruach, the last side of a sukkah only has to be a tefach. What's that halacha? What does that mean? What kind of a strange idea is that? Is the pshat that the halacha Mashmi Sinai is that the dofen achron only has to be a tefach? It's sufficient if it's only a tefach? Or is the pshat that if you have a tefach in that last dofen, we treat it al pidin as if the entire dofen is covered, the entire dofen is sus? Is the pshat halacha Mashmi Sinai that you need three or four? Okay, let's take the chachamim shita. You need three, right? So shtayim kilchasan, you need two walls, right? Ushlish zavilu tefach, the shlish is only has to be a tefach. Oh no, avad, you need three walls. The halacha Mashmi Sinai is teaching me that if you only have the tefach in the third wall, the chiddush is that we treat it as though you have three full walls. You only have a tefach in the second wall, that we're not going to treat it like you have three full, right? It's only in that last wall that we have this din, that if you have a tefach, at least a tefach, we treat it as though you have a full wall. So he wants to suggest, maybe that's the shayla over here, whether the halacha Mashmi Sinai comes to be mosif, or is it the megareya? If you hold the halacha Mashmi Sinai is coming to be mosif, what are you saying? Me'ikar adin, you only need two defunas. This is the chachamim shita. Me'ikar adin, you only need two defunas. The halacha Mashmi Sinai teaches me that you need an extra tefach. So if that's the case, it's mistaber that you don't really need a full third dofen over here. All you need is a tefach, because that's what the halacha Mashmi Sinai is saying. A little bit more. Noch a tefach, right? Two defunas, that's the ikar. Two defunas are written in the pasuk. Halacha Mashmi Sinai comes to teach me a little extra. But not that you need a full dofen in a third ruach, because that's not what the halacha is telling me. But if you say the halacha is megareya, it comes to take away. That the pasuk says three, right? The pasuk says three, and we're coming to take away from that. Or the pasuk, let's say, says four, and we're coming to take away from it. What you're basically saying is the pasuk is telling me I need a full ruach. The halacha Mashmi Sinai says I only need a tefach. So what's the halacha Mashmi Sinai saying? According to that shita, the halacha Mashmi Sinai is teaching me that if the pasuk says I need the full ruach, but I only need a tefach in that ruach, the pshat is that if I have the tefach, it's treated as though I have the full ruach. That could be the pshat. So according to this approach of the Gemara, Reb Shimon and Chachamim are arguing not just about how many defunas we need in the sukkah, but that the halacha Mashmi Sinai comes to be megareya, to take away, a little bit of the third wall, or it comes to be most of the fourth wall. No, that's not the machlokas. The real machlokas is, what's the din in that dofen achron? What's the din of that dofen achron? I have a tefach in the dofen achron. Is the pshat that all I need is a tefach? Or is the pshat that if I have a tefach, we treat it as though you have the full wall? Reb Shimon says the pshat is that if I have the tefach, right? That the tefach is sufficient. Right? Again, Reb Shimon holds that the halacha Mashmi Sinai comes to be mosif. I have three over here. Right, yeshem l'masores means I have basukos and basukos. I have chaser and mullet. This is one. This is two. Okay, so we start with three. Reb Shimon says that the halacha comes to be mosif. Mosif a tefach. The chacham say what? Comes to be megareya tefach. Zok de Marcheshes, Reb Shimon says it's most of a tefach. What does that mean? It means sagi b'tefach the dofen achman. The last dofen only needs an extra tefach. I don't have four defanos over here. I have three and a tefach. That's it. Three plus a tefach. The Chachamim say no. The Halacha Moshe Mishnei is saying that it's written three in the pasuk, but you only need a tefach. That's telling me that k'sheyesh tefach b'dofen achram, choshev k'dofen shalei. Because the pasuk says that you need three. Everyone is saying the pasuk says you need three. Basukos, basukos, right? One and two. One is chaser, one is male. So everyone says the pasuk says you need three. So how does it say the pasuk needs three? How can the Chacham say Halacha Moshe Sinai is coming to say that you don't need three? No, it's coming to tell me that if you have a tefach, we treat it as though you have three. That's the nature of the din. Fascinating idea. A new machlokas. It's not a machlokas just about three or four. The question is the nature of the whole Halacha Moshe Sinai. So now that we pass like the Chacham, and we have to ask ourselves a question: what's the Halacha Moshe Sinai according to the Chacham? The Maisa. What does the Halacha Moshe Sinai mean? Right? What does the Halacha Moshe Sinai mean? So it would seem as though if the Chacham hold that it comes to be Megareya, what's the Halacha Moshe Sinai really teaching me? The what? That it's chashiv like Yavadav and Shalom. Right? That even if you only have a tefach, it's chashiv like Yavadav and Shalom. Because it says Basukos three times in the pasuk, right? One is chaser, one is male. So there are two defanas in the pasuk. There are three defanas in the pasuk. So you can't say that you don't need more than a tefach and a dofen shlishis. No, shtayim kel chaser and shlishis avil a tefach. According to this lamdus, macheshes is lamdus. What comes out is that shtayim kel chaser and shlishis avil a tefach is teaching me that if you have the tefach, it's as if you have a dofen shalim in the ruach shlishis. Remember, we had this whole discussion, Rabbi Yishai and Rashi and. In the Rosh, what's the nature of Shtayim Kol Chosin and Shlishis Avil Tefach? Are we mamshich the Tefach through the whole Dolphin? We had this whole discussion. Sort of came up our Kifin over there. But that's a question that's that one could raise, and it seems as though Machesha seems to be learning L'maskona, we pass in Shlishis Avil Tefach. That means that it's as if you have the Dolphin Shlishis. That is Shalit. You have a full Dolphin Shlishis, even if you only have a Tefach. So this is what the Pirus Yosef seems to allude to. You see, he makes two comments, two very interesting lomdisha comments that lead some of the Achronim to suggest that he also learns Shlish Zavilu Tefach in this way. That it means that if you have the Tefach, it's Ke'ilu, that whole Dofen is full. What do I mean? So we know, we started opening day with the Sugna and Daftes, that there's this concept of Atzei Sukkah Asura Kol Shiv, right? The Amar Rav Sheshes Mishum Rabbi Akiva Menayin Latzei Sukkah Shasur and Kol Shiva Tamalam Chagas Sukkah Shiva Asyam LaHashem Tanya Rabbi Yudah Bemeseira Omer Shem Shachal Shem Shemaim Al Chagiga Kachal Shem Shemaim Al Sukkah Shem Shemaim Is Chal Al Sukkah. The Sukkah is also Banu. So we discussed: is it Exeris Hakosav? Is it a Huktzul a Mitzvaso Din? There's an Isser of Atzei Sukkah. And what does it apply to? Machlokes Vishonim. Does it only apply to Schach? Does it apply to the Defanus as well? Right, a whole discussion. So comes Tosis and the Masal Menayin. They're on Daf Tesam and Alf. We didn't do this Tosis. We just did the Rosh and the Rambam. But Tosis quotes the Rabbeinu Tam, who seems to assume that the Din of Atzei Sukkah Asura Kol Shiv applies even to the Funas. Well, does he talk about the Funas? Okay, let's see what he says. Rabbi Natan Mafarish, the Eitzim Shal Kedei Hechsher Sukkah Chayla Kedusha Alayim. V'asiri Midaraisa. Aval Yosem Echadei Hechsher LaMitzri Ela Midarabana. But you need, the Eitzim that you need for Kedei Hechsher Sukkah, that's awesome in a Torah. Chal Kedusha Daraisa on that. But more than Hechsher Sukkah, that's only Nisid Rabana. It's not clear whether he's talking about the funnest over here. It could be talking about the Schach, the basic shear of the Schach, or the extra Schach. The basic shear, that's also in the Torah. But extra, it's not necessary, so that's only in the Siddur Abana. So comes the Porus Yosef and says the following. He's assuming that the Isser of Atzei Sukkah applies to the Defanus as well. He says like this. He says, according to the Rabbeinu Tam, what's the din if you have three full mechitzas? So we pass like the Chachamim that Shtayim Kilchos and Shlish Zafilu Tefach. So should the Isser of Atzei Sukkah Asur Kol Shiva Bichal and more than a Tefach? The third Ruach, I don't need more than a Tefach. So maybe we should treat it, Rabbi Natam should say, that that's not really necessary for the Sukkah. So in the Torah, it's not Asur. It's not Asur Ba'ana. Midra Abonin it could be Asur, but it's not an Isser Daraisa. Or should I say no? It's part of the Isser Daraisa. So Dr. Paris Yosef, he thinks that it should be part of the Yisrael Reis. According to the Rabbeinu Tam, that only what's part of the Ikker Hechsher Sukkah is Asur Minat Torah Midinat Sukkah Asur Kol Shiva. He thinks that all Gimel Mechitzas are going to be Asur. Why? So he says, if you assume that it's written by Sukkah three times in the Pasuk, and the Halacha Mashmi Sin, it comes to be Megareya, it comes to take away, so then it makes sense that Atzei Sukkah are going to be Asur, going to be Asur Minat Torah in all three walls. But if you hold that it only says Basukos twice in the Pasuk, there's Shnei Defanus, and the Halacha Mashmi Sina comes to be Mosif, so then the Din Daraisa of Atzei Sukkah Asur Kol Shiva does not apply to anything but the Tefach and the Ruach Shlishis. That's what he says. It's basically a function of how you learn Halacha Mashmi Sina. If the Halacha Mashmi Sina comes to be Megareya, then Minat Torah, the whole Ruach Shlish is going to be Asur. But if you hold it, it comes to be Mosif, then only the Tefach is going to be Asur. What's the Paris Yosef saying? What is one of them with the other? You have Halacha Mashmi Sina that says that the third Ruach, right, that the third Ruach is Sagi B'Tefach. So only a Tefach is necessary for the Hechsher Sukkah. What do I care? It's Megareya, it's Mosif, who cares? You still only need a Tefach in that war. What's the Paris Yosef saying? So Lechara, what he's saying is, if it's Megareya, you're really saying the Pasuk says Basukos three times, then the Halacha Mashmi Sina is not teaching me that you only need a Tefach. It's teaching me that if you have a Tefach, it's like you have a full dolphin. So in our Torah, the Isra Atzei Sukkah is going to be chal in the whole dolphin. If you hold that the Halacha Mashmi Sina is coming to be Mosif, so then the Pshat is really Me'ikra, then you only need two. So the Halacha Mashmi Sina teaches me that two plus a little bit, that you need an extra Tefach. But not that if you have the Tefach, you have the full third wall. So the Isser Daraisa of Atzei Sukkah Asur Kol Shiva, if you hold that the Halacha Mashmi Sina is coming to be Mosif, is only going to be Chal on the extra Tefach, not on the third wall. Because that third wall is not part of the Daraisa. It's not that we treat it as though there's a full third wall. No, it's just the Tefach. You only need the Tefach, that's it. So if you're Mosif, that's more than the Hechsher Sukkah. If it's Megareya, so then you really need three. So if you have the Tefach, we treat it as though you have the full wall. But if you added the rest of the wall, then of course it's part of the Ikar Hechsher Sukkah, because that's the whole din of Shlish Zavilu Tefach, that it's Ke'ilu, the third wall is there. So if you added it, then the whole third wall should have an Issa Daraisa of Atzei Sukkah Asur Kol Shiva. Yaakov.
That last option that he throws out of two walls and then Mosif, is he like making that up just to highlight something?
Yeah, it's not in the Gemara.
It's not an option in the Gemara.
I think he's trying to highlight the
three to four.
Right.
He's just saying, in theory, if you got to two, because I think people are getting thrown off by that, there is no calculation to get to two.
I hear. Right.
He's saying, if in theory you want the Siddur Chachamim like two to be Mosif, then he would say that it would only be those two walls.
I think so. I think that's what he means. And similarly, the Paras Yosef in the next piece here. Yeah, in the next piece, he touches on a very famous Tosis in Rosh Hashanah. He says the same basic idea. The Tosin Rosh Hashanah asked the age-old question that how can we have tkios de Miyushav and tkios de Mu'umad? We have tkios before the Shemona Esrei Rosh Hashanah, and we have tkios in the middle of the Shemona Esrei. They're called tkios de Miyushav because you can sit during them. We stand for all the tkios. They're called tkios de Miyushav because they're not in the middle of the Shemona Esrei. So it's a pella. Right? How can you have tkios de Miyushav? Lama talking to Miyushav, Yoshvin talking to Miyushav, Omdin, Kedei La'ayba V'sasotam. Kedei La'ayba V'sasotam from today until tomorrow. It's done, Baltosif. Baltosif. Right? There's a basic mitzvah d'araisa. You're not allowed to be Mosif on mitzvahs. So how can we do that? How can we be Mosif on the mitzvah? The mitzvah d'araisa is 30 kolos. 30 kolos? Where do we get that from? It's not really 30 kolos. It's really 9 kolos. But we don't know what a trua is. Is a trua what we call a trua, or is it a shvarim what we call a shvarim, or a shvarim trua? So we got to blow 27 kolos. We call it 30 kolos. It's really 27. It's just if you blow shvarim trua, we treat that as two kolos. It's really one kol. The shvarim trua is one kol. 27 kolos because you're supposed to blow three truas and a tkiah before and a tkiah after. So for a total of 9, right? 3 sets, a total of 9. So 9 times 3 is 27. So we have 27 kolos, but that's the mitzvah d'oraisa. That's sfeika d'oraisa l'chomer. You got to blow 27. But how do we have tkiahs de me'umad? Right? Mea kolos. That's gor. Baltosin. What's going on over here, Frektasis? A very, very famous question. There's a whole discussion. There's a Rashba, Rosh Hashanah, a lot on this. Tosis has a famous yesod. He says, Bal Tosif can never be violated if you just do the mitzvah twice. What are we doing? We're not changing the mitzvah. We're just blowing more. We're not changing the mitzvah. It's not like if you would put an extra string in your tzitzis. You put an extra parsha in your tefillin. That's not just putting on tefillin, taking it off, putting it on again. Putting on an extra beged. Could have 10 begadim of tzitzis on. That's not Bal Tosif. That's just doing a mitzvah more than once. Bal Tosif is never doing a mitzvah more than once, says Tosis. It's only if you change the chefetz shel mitzvah. That could be Bal Tosif. So adding a tzitzis, adding another string in the tzitzis, not 4 strings doubled over, but 5 strings doubled over, adding an extra parish in the tefillin, that would be Bal Tosif. But just blowing more shofar is not going to be Bal Tosif. It says Tosif at the end, it'll be sukkah in lahavi raya. Don't bring a raya from sukkah, lekan. Masha'ein over ba'osa dalet mechitzis. Does anyone make a sukkah with 3 mechitzis? Maybe some people do, but most of us make a sukkah with 4 mechitzis. So he says, it's not Bal Tosif. So maybe we should bring a raya from sukkah that just because you add on an extra mechitzis, it's not Bal Tosif. Right? Avagav damina shtam gerosu nushlish zafilu tefach. We still make dalet mechitzis. Why isn't that not Bal Tosif? Don't bring me any rayas to Bal Tosif from sukkah. The Koshkin Kishos, the Dalit Mechitzas, Tfei Odiv, Davi Teshu came to Duru. What's the whole idea of a sukkah? The whole idea of a sukkah is to create a dira, to create a bias. Teshu came to Duru. So the more enclosed it is, the more ke'en dira it is. A dira is a makom tsonua. It's a private place. So the more enclosed it is, the more ke'en dira it is. So you can't say Baltaisa when you add on to the Mechitzas, that's going to be Baltaisa. It's ridiculous. It's more ke'en dira. Dr. Paris Yosef, why didn't Tosfos ask the following? Why didn't Tosis ask, Shtayim Pilchos and Shlish Savi L'Tefach? Since you only need a Tefach in the Ruach Shlishes, so it should be Bal Tosif if you finish the third Ruach. Forget about the fourth Ruach. If I finish the third Ruach, that should be Bal Tosif itself, because I only need two walls and a Tefach. So once I do the extra till the end of the third wall, that's also Bal Tosif. What is he nem on? He picks on the fourth Ruach. Forget the fourth Ruach, even the third Ruach. It's only Shlish Zavi L'Tefach. So if I finish the fourth row, there should be a problem. Bal Tosif. Dr. Paris Yosef, no. Since the Halachal Mashmisine comes to be Megareya, it really says Basukos 3 times in the Pasuk. The Halachal Mashmisine comes to take away and say that you don't need 3, but rather 2 and a Tefach is enough. So what does that teach me? It teaches me that when I have the Tefach, it's as if I really have a full third wall. So if that's the case, there's no Shiloh of Bal Tosif in the third wall. Because since the din really is that you need 3, it's just as a chiddush halacha mashmi sinai that you don't need 3 mamish. All you need is 2 and a tefach, and then we treat it like you have the full 3. So clearly, if you went ahead and built the third full wall, that's not Bal Tosif, because that's what the halacha is, that you're supposed to have the third wall. The Tosis in Rosh Hashanah only had the shaila from the fourth wall, because the fourth wall is not part of the din. You don't need a fourth wall. So if you add the fourth wall, Tosis says, it's Dach Bal Tosif. That's why they need their answer. No, it's more Teshu Kei Taduru. But from the third wall, from Shtayim Kol Choson and Shlish Zavi L'Tefach, the fact that you only need a Tefach, there's no Bal Tosif if you finish off the third wall. Because what's the Halacha Mashmi Sinai teaching me? Dr. Peres Yosef, it's teaching me, he doesn't say this through, he just says that if it's Megareya, then there's no problem in the third wall. There's no Bal Tosif in the third wall. What does he mean? He means the Marcheshes. That if you hold it's Megareya, then the pshat is that you really need 3 walls. The tefach is a cooler, that if you only have a tefach, we treat it like you have the 3. So there can't be Bal Tosif in the third wall, because that's the way it's supposed to be. There's supposed to be the third wall. It's only in the fourth wall, since that's extra, Taisus had his kasha, that should be Bal Tosif. And he had to come on to his answer that it's more Teshu Kang Taduru, so it's not going to be Bal Tosif. Okay, let's stop.